From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Cooler weather this week is a good thing for forest fire activity in northeastern Ontario. That word comes from Natural Resources Ministry Fire Information Officer Isabel Chouinard.
But we are expecting the winds to continue being in the moderate range. The forest fuel is quite dry right now with the extended warm, dry temperatures we've seen over the last couple of weeks in the northeast.
The fire that forced the evacuation of Shining Tree south of Timmins over the weekend is still out of control at more than 1,450 hectares, although a neighboring smaller blaze is now under control. So is one that's 60 hectares in size along the rail line southeast of Folliette. As of late this afternoon, there are no forest fires north of the Highway 11 corridor between Kirkland Lake and the Manitoba border. The COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. hit 1 million today. That's the most of any country. Over 40,000 people in Canada have died from the virus. The flag park at the east entrance to Schumacher just scratches the surface of how multicultural the entire city of Timmins is. A living, breathing reinforcement of that is back with the Timmins Multicultural Festival. It's set to go Sunday, May 29th at the McIntyre Arena. Multicultural Society President Marnie LaPierre says new entries in the Parade of Nations include Mongolia, Nepal, India, and Jamaica. And a festival favorite is back at a very appropriate time.
We've got the wonderful Ukrainian dancers from Sudbury will be joining us again. They have a little bit of a different show, but, you know, they just light up the stage so amazingly.
Salsa dancers will also provide some Latin heat. Complete schedule details for the afternoon event will be released soon. Canada Day celebrations will look different in Ottawa this year. Returning for the first time in 3 years because of the pandemic, Heritage Canada says the main stage on July 1st won't be on Parliament Hill. It'll be at LeBreton Flats, a park just west of the downtown core. The hill has been the main location for Canada Day celebrations for over 50 years, but officials say rehabilitation work on the center block made it necessary to move for this year. Just over 60 years ago, there was a National Defense Department plan to use underground mines in Timmins as fallout shelters. In case of a Soviet nuclear attack, as many as 50,000 Ontarians would join Timmins residents in the shelters. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says among the sections was one on ensuring none of the underground dwellers would high-grade gold ore.
There was a huge section as well that dealt with morale and how we were going to make sure that people were kept in a happy, happy state, because God only knows what they were looking at in terms of long-term for this kind of thing.
Obviously, the plan was never necessary, but its authors did conclude it was feasible. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.